Welcome to Teaching Writing, a podcast about teaching writing. My name is Roger Graves. I'm a professor at the University of Alberta and director of Writing Across the Curriculum and associate director of the Center for Teaching and Learning. A few years ago, I was talking to a student after class about how they were doing their writing in a course. They were telling me about what's on their screen. The problem that they'd had was that they had a program open for drafting the essay. They'd had that window open for 7 days. And they had a bunch of other windows open at the same time. One was to the library site, another one was to a thesaurus, and so on. So it became really obvious to me that there was, when this person was writing, they were using an awful lot of different resources. And I thought to myself, all right, what people are doing now, what they have available to them on their desktop is really different than it was, say, 30 years ago. And that's really the inspiration for this podcast, which is called Better Writing Through AI, Online Writing Tools. What I'm going to talk about today is just some of the things that I've found recently that might be of use to you as you do your writing. And of course, it might also be of use to your students if you wanted to introduce them to those as well. Just before I get started on this, the slides that go along with this podcast are going to be available on the Center for Teaching and Learning site at the University of Alberta. So if you can search and navigate your way to there and then find the Writing Across the Curriculum or podcasts, you'll have a link to them there. I'll also put a link to the slides on the rogergraves.podomatic.com site as well. And of course, I also make these available on the wecanwrite.ca site. And you'll see the links to the handouts there as well. So when we start talking about writing, if we're going to look at software applications that help with writing, what is it exactly we mean by writing? And so I come at this from the approach of classical rhetoric, which says that there's five canons of writing, five kind of areas of writing. The first one is called invention, which is coming up with ideas to write about. The second canon is arrangement, which is how do you organize those ideas. The third is style, which has to do with grammar and usage, correct usage. The fourth one is memory, or record of the text. How do you memorize the text in order to, number five, deliver it. So the fifth canon is delivery, the performance of the text. And this is important because different kinds of software applications can help with different aspects of those categories of activity that have to do with writing. The next thing that I want to look at then is, what does it mean to be competent as a writer or to deliver a competent writing performance? And so, therefore, which software applications can help you deliver that competent writing performance? Each time you write something, it's another attempt, another time that you're writing. Your performance will vary depending on your strengths in these categories. So here's some ways in which writing researchers look at the kinds of knowledge you have to write well. So one kind of knowledge is writing process knowledge. So what do you know about how to go about the process of creating a text? A second is rhetorical knowledge. And one way to think about that is to say, what do you know about your audience and how are you going to modify your text in order to communicate to that specific audience? A third area is what we call genre knowledge, or what kind of a text are you producing here for what occasion? Certain kinds of texts are used to accomplish different kinds of work. So if you're trying to get a job, genres that you go to are things like a job application letter and a resume. And finally, there's subject matter knowledge, which is something you're going to bring to that. Now, library site, so certainly the University of Alberta Library is very strong on this. You can get an awful lot of information and improve your subject matter knowledge through that site and using that online information. Now, all of those aspects are also understood in the sense that there's a discourse community that you work in, people that you're talking to, other people who read the journals that you read, go to the conferences you go to. There's a certain kind of knowledge which is shared in your discipline is another way to think about that. And so you have to be aware of that and then draw upon that in order to create a really good research article, for example. All of that I just told you is really from Anne Beaufort's book, College Writing and Beyond. So that's where she sort of categorized these things. When we're looking at software tools, there are some that help with writing process knowledge, for example. And primarily within that category, what they're really helping with is helping you learn to make surface corrections, to learn grammar and things like that. When it comes to rhetorical knowledge and genre knowledge, the best way that software can help you develop that is to enable you to share your work with others. So Twitter, Google Docs, Dropbox, those are all applications which enable you to share your stuff with other people and get feedback from it. So there's an enormous amount to be gained by reading other people's work in progress and then also having them respond to yours. Before we get too deep into that, let's make sure we understand the limitations of software, what it can and cannot do. So the most important kinds of knowledge about writing, which is to say genre knowledge, rhetorical knowledge, those cannot at present be developed through AI. Writing process knowledge can be to some extent, and mostly that has to do with style and grammar, though. Sharing of knowledge, we know from the research around this and some that I've done, leads to better performances in invention and arrangement, in generating ideas and organizing texts. So Google Docs, Dropbox, other kinds of applications like that, that can really help you if you use them for those purposes. So here's four categories of application tools, software tools, that might help you. The first have to do with surface level editing. There's a series of these. One's called Grammarly, and we've done a study here, which I'll talk a little bit about in a couple of minutes. There's another one called Pro Writing Aid. I haven't used that one, but the reviews of that look pretty good. And then there's another one called Grade Proof. So if you're using Google Docs, it's an add-on that you can add on to your browser, your Google Doc experience, and draw upon it there. A second category is sharing. So we talked a little bit about that a second ago. Google Docs and Dropbox are the two most popular ways in which you share text. Pretty sure Microsoft Word these days allows you to do that as well. Third category, social media. Twitter. On Twitter, certainly if you're a grad student in particular, there's hashtags PhD Life, PhD Chat. So there's ways in which you can connect on Twitter to ask questions and get feedback about your writing or about aspects of your writing. And so you might get help there. And so that's the reason for connecting that way and opening a Twitter account and using it for that purpose. The fourth category then is formalized sharing. We created a software application here at the University of Alberta called the Game of Writing, in which we had students, peers, share their work back and forth and comment on it. You can also do that through Google Docs, especially if you're only working with, say, a smallish class of, I don't know, less than 30 or something like that. And you can also use writing groups to do that formalized sharing. So we did a project here where we got a site license for 100 users for Grammarly for a year, mostly graduate students, mostly PhD students, and followed them as they used it. The reason we chose that one was that there is a potential within Grammarly for it to actually help you learn aspects of grammar. So it'll flag the errors and then explain to you in a box what the error is and why it's an error. And then you can actually click on that and get more information about that if you want. So the issue here is that the software is not just correcting it, but it's also helping you figure out why that's an issue, why they're flagging it at all. The other thing that Grammarly is going to do is give you a bunch of reports. These are gamified. They hit you against everybody else who's using Grammarly and say how great your vocabulary is or isn't, and how many words you've written this week, and so on. And they give you little badges for certain accomplishments. Ultimately, we found that the grad students use the software program on an almost daily basis. Like on any particular day, between 20 and 40 students were using that software, which is really phenomenal, I think. Something like 37 million words were checked and 65,000 errors were flagged. I think there's evidence that it was used anyways. We're still working on some interview data to collect interview and responses from the supervisors of those graduate students. But I'm really interested to see what they might have to say. Software tools can help you with learning grammar and spelling and getting that kind of stuff correct. Twitter and other social media tools can connect you with others who are doing writing, give you ideas and things like that. And Google Docs can help you share ideas with other people or share documents with other people and get feedback on it. I just want to expand on this notion of sharing though right now because I think it's so important and I really think it's the way forward. We've looked at there's a bunch of research that's been published. I've got a lit review which is published on the WAC site. You could see that if you want. Here's a couple of pieces from that lit review. And the researcher called Phillips concluded that students were reliable assessors of their peers, that students value peer assessment, and that peer assessment contributed to higher academic performance. Now, he was working with undergraduate accounting students and having them share their writing, and this is what he came out with. So I think that's really important. And here's another one. This had to do with blended or hybrid courses. This researcher, Chen, noted that technology-enabled peer feedback produced more lexically complex responses and more interactive competence. So the students who were using that online software to respond to each other's work gave more sophisticated comments, and they were more interactive going back and forth when they were doing so. I really believe in our experience with using this kind of software and developing it here at the University of Alberta, we saw the same things. So we had students in a course called WRS 102, Writing in the Disciplines, share their work before it was due. We required them to give comments to each other. There was a participation grade for that. And then to use those comments in their as they revised and then handed in their final draft of the assignments. There's no question that that worked. We would get, on average, from the 200 students, about 8,000 comments per term. We had students giving way more comments than they were required to give. And we noted that the students who got the highest grades in the class were also the students who gave the most comments. What we found in the end when we asked students, you know, did that actually help you improve your documents? And they were clearly saying their answers were, on a scale of 1 to 5, their answers were 4 point something consistently. And so what that tells us is that they're recognizing that they're getting value out of this. It's improving their writing. They're learning things through doing the commenting and as well as getting the feedback. The research says the same thing. None of this is surprising to me anymore. So I think one of the challenges for people who are working as profs and also for their own classes that they're teaching is trying to find ways to enable students to get that peer feedback, not just because they get the feedback, but because they give the feedback. And by giving it, they really get inside of what the criteria are and understand what the challenges are in the assignment. I think as a professional, if you're thinking about your own writing, the key question here is how can you join with other people who are working on similar kinds of things? How do you find that group and then coordinate with those people? And whether you do that at your institution or beyond that in some way, I think that's the big challenge because I think there's huge gains to be made from doing that. Well, thanks for listening. My name is Roger Graves. I'm at roger.graves@ualberta.ca or Roger@weekendwrite.ca.